Well, what we've announced today is a 10-year plan to prevent and reduce homelessness, and we call it a home for all. Statistically, last year we had 6,000, more than 6,000 people call for homeless shelter needs, and we had to turn away almost 5,000 people, and it's because we don't have enough beds that we think can handle it. So this plan is really multifaceted, and it's coordinated with private sector groups in a great partnership. And the strategies are, besides reconfiguring our crisis response team, we're going to have more targeted prevention assistance, rapid rehousing back into permanent housing opportunities, and also more opportunities to obtain employment counseling to break that cycle of homelessness. So I want you to think about this. You know, we tend to think of someone who's homeless as that person panhandling at an intersection, but it's in most cases, it's really someone who, through a series of mishaps, have lost their job and they couldn't pay the rent, or they got foreclosed, and through this downward cycle, suddenly have no place to live. It's not just men, it's women, it's children. So our goal is to try and identify not only a temporary housing need, that is, for the night, but something more long-term we call transitional housing, so that they can have opportunities to receive counseling on site, we can have vocational training opportunities to really end the cycle of homelessness, and that's the goal.
This problem getting worse in Baltimore County is, you know, you think of homelessness as a city problem, but is this moving into the county more and more?
Well, it's not a moving aspect because it's everywhere. These are people who used to have jobs and now lost that job, have been unemployed for a period of time, get caught up in bills. So a lot of times people think of homeless people as having mental illness. And there certainly is a large population that has that difficulty, but for the vast majority of people, they're people who used to be your neighbors or people that you grew up with as a child, and that's not the city. That's the whole country.
Strategies is for the media assistance is reconfiguring the crisis response system. What exactly would you do, and how would you do it?
Well, it's really expanding on the current coordinated assessment system, and what we're trying to do is retool our emergency shelter system. We actually will increase outreach to people who are in a crisis situation and make sure that we can better direct resources to where they need help immediately. It's really having access to resources that are available.
How much would this program cost?
We are funding an additional $500,000 this year in the coming budget to fund several of the strategies as part of our 10-year plan. And those are funds that we are receiving through the state, which is receiving from the federal government. Interestingly, the funds were made available by the federal government as a result of the settlement with the mortgage lenders. So it's really a nice way of turning that situation into something that really helps those people in need.
Foreclosures led to some homelessness, so it's helping to solve the problem. Let me, since it's the first time I talked to you since the primary, your impressions on how the primary went in Baltimore County?
Well, obviously we're, you know, a little disappointed with the turnout. It's about a 25% turnout. Which is a little low for us. The General Assembly had to change the traditional primary date from September to widen the gap between the primary and the general election based upon a federal directive so that they could ensure that overseas ballots from soldiers were counted in time. So the General Assembly had the opportunity to consider, any period before September. And I guess August is a tough vacation month, and maybe May they felt was too close to the General Assembly session, so they picked late June. But I certainly would encourage them for 4 years from now to consider some alternative dates.